تھی پاپا نے ڈاکٹر لبنا نے پربھو بھائی سب نے مل کر بھی صرف گیس سروور پہنچا دیا
دیدی نرملا بابا پربھو بھائی ایوری ون ہیز میڈ می ٹو کم ٹو گیان سروور
گیان سروور کے سبھی بھائی بہنوں سے وشیش
I have lots of love for all the brothers and sisters from Gyan Sarovar. They are very loving, they are very faithful, they are obedient, and I am very happy to be meeting all of you. Tomorrow is the day of remembrance. Many feel that they should get homework and some feel that it's extra work. But in a student life, one who is a good student, he likes homework. And secondly, what does he like? He likes examinations. They wait for exams so that I can pass and I can go to the next class. Those who are not good, the students who are not good at studies, they don't do homework. As soon as they go home, they keep the book on one side and then they start to play and they forget the books. Then they can't experience the joy of student life. We are mother's children, that's okay, but we are also good students. And thirdly, we are following the father. Throughout the day, if we are aware of this, we all try to remember this. If some people remember 30%, 40%, and even I paid attention. And whatever the service is, and whatever the circumstances are, if we have that aim to become complete, to become equal to the Father, then we can do it. If we are aware of our aim and pay attention to our thoughts, words, deeds, relationships and contacts, we have seen that many people think fast. Okay, they are intelligent, they think fast, but along with the speed we need to have that patience. So this patience, the virtue of patience should be on the level of thoughts as well. We think fast, we speak fast, and then later on we feel that the quality which is needed is not there. And then there is a gap between what Baba wants us to do and what we are doing. And our thoughts, words and deeds, all the three things will be in three directions, three different directions. There's a title for tomorrow, is Life of Alignment. So whatever the life of Baba was, whatever his attitude and lifestyle was, we have to align ourselves with him. Baba knew that whatever words that emerged from his mouth, would the children would imbibe those things. Whatever deeds I will do, others will follow. Baba knew that. Sometimes we say to our children, don't do this, it's not that, you should not be doing that. But in ourselves, some sanskars emerge. Nowadays, I am remembering Baba's one virtue, that is simplicity. Wherever we are, we have to be royal, but at the same time very simple. When we are simple, then our intellect will be light. If the things are very sophisticated, very expensive, then the intellect will go there again and again. And sometimes our intellect goes towards our relatives and friends, and that is not a sataguni intellect, it is a rajaguni intellect. When we go to Baba's room or anywhere else, are we looking at the decoration or the walls, how they are decorated? But we have to pay attention towards Baba. To the extent we are simple, to that extent our intellect and thoughts will be simple. Once we had this thing of surrendered intellect, and there were many questions regarding that. Use your intellect, but whatever thoughts emerge in the mind, whatever decisions emerge from your intellect, but surrender that decision to Baba. It is my plan, it is my idea, and if there is Baba's blessing, then it will definitely be successful. If it is my manmat, then when we don't get the response, then we will feel sorrowful. No one is understanding me, no one is accepting my plan, my thoughts. Okay, this is your idea, but it is not necessary that others will follow your ideas. Prakashmani Dadi was an example. Brahma Baba was an example. I see myself today, it's been 60 years in this life, and I see how Baba's life was, and Baba's words, every word was a blessing, and he was never impatient. Baba always had elevated vision towards each child, and he knew that one day this child will become that. He wasn't impatient that this child should become perfect today itself. He accepted them. Baba has given us every type of facilities. Even whilst having all facilities, we have to look at the penance, but towards the, we have to look at the effort, look at the yoga, meditation, but our attention should not be drawn towards anything else. Whatever Baba has given us the aim, we have to experience that, we have to practice that and experience it. We were doing this homework, and we got the homework from home through Madhuban a little bit late, and so that we are starting that homework from 19th onwards. No matter what comes in front, there could be confusion, there could be there's lack of clarity. But first become peaceful, remember Baba, and then think, and then there will be clarity. For this year, Baba has given us the aim. Use everything in a worthwhile way. Don't waste anything. I was reading a Murli, and my attention was drawn towards one thing.
Mm-hmm. school classes to the area near Central School. Because to answer it, to question it, to near Central School.
When I'm reading the Murli in the center, if I see that some person has not come or some person has come, I should not create thoughts regarding that person's presence or not coming. When we are focused, then we save time and thoughts. Secondly, we there's no need to argue or no need. If we are truthful, then our energy is saved. And the saved energy, we can apply that to the towards world service. Actually, we don't get tired by doing service, but it is because the confusion or not a lack of clarity within, there's a lot of conflicts within that creates tiredness. So we have to control our feelings and thoughts, waste thoughts, words, waste drishti. Dadi Prakash Muni used to say, I don't see wasteful things, but whatever Baba wants me to see, I am drawn towards it. So if we have to follow Baba's directions, then we will be completely carefree. And another thing is experimenting. One is experiencing, another is experimenting. Many majority of Brahmins want to experience, but also we have to experiment. A few days ago I had a thought. I didn't see any person who could do that. And after 2 days, a Yugal wrote an email that I want to do this. I am finishing 40 years in America. Every month we want to serve our contacts and relations. So every how can we do that? To the extent we think of serving the outsiders, to that extent we have to think of serving the Brahmins also. Some people say, okay, that they have come from Madhuban, I have a lot of inspirations to sustain the Brahmins. If the thoughts are pure, one is that it doesn't go waste, and another is one or some person will come forward to do that task. In February there will be NCCC retreat happening in Madhuban. So instruments have to be detached in many things. Brahma Baba did so much service, but he had lawful interaction with everyone who left the yagya. Those people also praised Baba. They might have had some conflict of sanskars amongst themselves, but they always loved Baba. It's not that just, okay, 3 days I meditated and one day I was silent, I kept myself silent. So whatever is necessary, we have to think and then again go into silence.
For us,
nowadays outside in the world, there is so much of so many things happening. People are, the countries are purchasing bombs and creating bombs, but we have to be prepared for everything. We have to create positive and powerful atmosphere in the centers, in Gansarovar, in Panda Bhavan. When the thoughts are powerful, then we won't create any thoughts whether Will Baba will come or not. But if the atmosphere is powerful, then we get refreshed. So it is very much necessary to do our homework. We have to become equal to the Father. And also remember that what Baba did, what is the suggestion that Baba gave us, and what are we supposed to do. During the initial days, Radhe Janaki always used to say, in this particular situation, what is it that Baba did? We have to pay attention towards becoming equal to Baba. I am interested in creating homework. So when I create that homework for myself, I send it to everyone. Whoever wants to do it, they can do it. We are getting good responses. Everyone is paying attention. When we do our homework, then we pay attention towards it. Whatever virtues that Baba is teaching us, to what extent have we brought that into our words and deeds? It's very good that I met all of you, and also congratulations for the day of awareness for Smriti Day tomorrow.
Om Shanti, Om Shanti Didi Nirmala, Om Shanti Prabhupada. I think our screen is frozen, but just to say Om Shanti and say tomorrow is so very special. It's the one day in the BK family that we have a special day. Every other day we celebrate it because it's somebody else's special day and we are celebrating it. But 18 January is our special day. And I was just thinking of a little note someone sent me. And she said that the word silent and listen in English are spelled with the same letters. So I was thinking, in the homework today, it's Baba practice, Baba becoming the embodiment of incorporeal, egoless, and viceless. And so today's virtue in action is egoless. It's to have a natural nature of being egoless, incorporeal, and viceless. So this natural nature of Brahma Baba must have been, he was always very silent inside, so he was able to listen to Shiv Baba. And so I think this is the blessing I want to have, to be so silent inside that I can listen to Bab Dada, and I can listen to drama, and I can listen to the subtle things. So Om Shanti and lots of love.